It's been such a treat throughout all our time encountering young people that when they catch on to Shostakovich, then that's a real turning point often in music making for them, whether it's the Fifth Symphony or whether it's the other pieces such as the Eighth String Quartet or many others. Once a kid encounters Shostakovich, they're never quite the same. This is Spokane Public Radio. We're on our way to the Music Fest Northwest, final two hours of live performances. This is KPBX Spokane, KIBX Bonners Ferry, KLGG Kellogg, KOMQ OMAC, KPBG Oroville, KTWP Twisp, and KPBW Brewster. Yes, we can be heard anywhere on the planet on the World Wide Web, SpokanePublicRadio.org. If Grandma in Peoria, Illinois needs to listen in, she can do that. And so it's a great way. Also, by going to the website, you can find out, encounter a lot about the musicians. You can see their photos of the folks that were in the last couple of days and hear the podcasts of their performances and all of those things. So we hope that you'll be very engaged with Spokane Public Radio relative to this project. We've been doing this for about 25 years now, and it's been an extraordinary opportunity for us. And we do it because we have help, including from Numerica Credit Union, offering business services, financing, and strategic guidance designed to help business grow. Learn more at numericacu.com. Life moves, live well. Also, Rocket Bakery, locally owned since 1992 with their newest location downtown at 207 North Wall, featuring fresh baked pastries and roasted coffee. Locations and more at rocketbakery.com. Also, support from Harvard Park Children's Learning Center North, providing full-day preschool with hands-on curriculum, weekly field trips, outdoor play, and more. Details at harvardparkpreschool.com. Right away here, we have a singer, we have a pianist, a piano duet, a guitarist, and another pianist here in this first half hour. We lead off with Malaya Harshman. She's a 16-year-old singer, an 11th grader at Lewis and Clark High School, studies with Andrea Olson, and has that great piece by Francesco Durante, Danza, Danza, Fanciulla, Gentile. She's joined by the pianist, David Brewster. This is Malaya Harshman.
Danza, danza, fanciulla mia, cantor, danza, danza, fanciulla, gentile, al mio cantar. Gira leggera, sottile.
Harshman, the soprano, was singing for us right now. Come over here to the microphone, please, Malaya, joined by David Brewster and singing Durante's Danza Danza. Malaya, you go to Lewis and Clark, so I'm going to profile you a little bit that I'll bet you are really into both drama and music, right?
I am indeed.
Yeah. And what between the two, are you in the chorus there also?
Yeah, I'm in the women's choir, cantabile.
Okay. And then drama, I assume you're deeply
in. Yeah, I'm in the musical theater class.
Okay. And so have you been in some plays there?
I have. We just finished our last of the season, James and the Giant Peach, but before that I was in The Music Man, which was lovely.
Good. And so you're going to keep going with all of these things.
I am. I'm going to have to cut it back a little bit because of cheer next year, but still a major part.
That too. Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for singing for us.
Yeah, thank you.
Malaya Harshman. To the pianist, Anna Noland, next. Senior at St. George's School, one of our returning people. Great to have Anna back. And Anna, a student of Barbara Miller, has for us the Bach Prelude and Fugue number 15 from Well-Tempered Clavier, Book 2. Thank you. Wow. Pianist Anna Noland playing the Bach G major Prelude and Fugue from Book Two of Well-Tempered Clavier. Playing Bach, that was just so, that had so much expression.
Thank you. Talk
about playing Bach.
I mean, it's definitely technically way more challenging than a lot of the other composers, in my opinion. But I think it's also interesting, like the chord progressions and all that type of stuff gives a lot more, and with ornamentation too, gives a lot more freedom for musicality than some of the other works, in my opinion.
And you were just doing so many internal lovely lines.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Congratulations. So Music Fest Northwest has had and will continue to have an influence on your life. Tell us that great story.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I've been doing Music Fest since I first could in piano and then started in voice as well. But just this last year, I had an adjudicator, Catherine Kautsky, and she adjudicated me in the Romantic division, and you know, we just kind of clicked, and then afterwards she pulled me and another boy aside, and she said, hey, you know, I mean, I really think you should consider applying to Lawrence University. And in my head, I was like, what's that? Where is that? And, you know, and then I find out, Appleton, Wisconsin. And then again, where's Appleton, Wisconsin? But, you know, I continued on to go visit, and we kept in touch. And now in the fall, I'll be attending Lawrence University and Conservatory with Catherine Kautsky as my piano professor.
As a direct outgrowth of this. And since you said it so well, because you said, what's that? Where's that? It's not like
yeah.
Juilliard or something. But tell me a few things you've learned about it, because of the people who know, it's really a respected place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a very small school, just 1,600 kids, and in the conservatory, I think there's about 250. But it's such a caring environment where everyone really grows together, and I mean, it's a lot less cutthroat, in my opinion, than some of the other conservatory programs in the country. But the professors and the students are all just outstanding musicians. I'm really excited to attend.
Great. We'll have a great time. Anna Noland, one of our great frequent performers here. Thanks a lot for being
here. Thank you.
Senior at St. George's School and the student of Barbara Miller. Okay, we have a piano duo team. That's a lot of fun. Eric Shaporta and Zoriana Moskvich are here, 15 and 16-year-old pianists from Moses Lake. So welcome to Spokane from Moses Lake. And their teacher is Marina Munter. And they have for us the waltz from The Masquerade by Aram Khachaturian. Thank you. Come on over here. That's the Shaporta Moskvich duet. I think we just need to have named you right away, Eric Shaporta and Zoryana Moskvich. And that's like what I exactly want to ask you. Is this one piece that you two happen to have played once, or do you do other piano duet things? Have you done other pieces?
This is the first time, actually, that we've gone together to play a piano duet. But since for Music Fest you needed another piano duet, we also did Fantasy.
Okay. And what about you, Zoryana? What was it like to suddenly be a piano duet after playing by yourself all this time? Move a little closer to the microphone.
It's quite a different experience, but it's a lot of fun working together. You just learn a lot of elements of music that you can't learn by playing solos.
Yeah. Well, and the two of you, you have the same teacher, which helps. Are you also friends? Moses Lake's not that huge. You know each other, I assume?
Yeah, we've seen each other around. We don't attend the same school or church, but our piano duet, again, we hang out a lot to practice.
Yeah. Well, it's really a lovely duet. I mean, you were not only so together, but then all the expression you put into it. And so you expect you're going to find some more pieces to play?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes, yeah. And that's why I've already named you, because I think you guys should go out on the road and start playing concerts.
Thank you.
It was really terrific. From Moses Lake, Eric Shaporta and Zoryana Moskvich. Great playing. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
A guitarist from Wentworth who studies, no, from Gonzaga, the second time I've done that now. And I know that that's a very dangerous thing to confuse those two schools. But one reason I'm confused is that the teacher, Paul Grove, teaches at both schools. So there we have it. Austin Hagel is a senior at Gonzaga, let's get this right, Gonzaga University. That means you're out of school already. You went back to the seat to your campus to participate in Music Fest Northwest, and has for us Musica Pujol, an interesting composer who's written for the guitar. This is September. Let's enjoy the guitar playing of Austin Hagel. Thank you. Wow. Live in our studio, Austin Hagel playing for us, Pujols September or Septombre. And then really, really beautiful, Austin. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that. Now, you wrote down here, among your many interests, heavy metal.
Yes.
I assume you play electric guitar, too?
Yes, yes.
What, talk about the range, your own personal range of music that... That's about as far from heavy metal as one can get. Do you have limits? Do you have a range?
Well, I started playing heavy metal as mm-hmm. a kid in middle school and growing up and stuff. And that was my real passion. But then I just felt like it was so difficult to get the soft aspects of the instrument. And I like playing, you know, some dissonant atonal music on the guitar as well. But primarily the classical guitar can just get such pretty sounds out of the instrument compared to an electric guitar. And not to say that electric guitar can't, but it just seems as though there's so much more you can do in terms of texture and colors, etc., with the classical guitar. So it just seemed like, to add to my playing, that was the next necessary step.
Well, you clearly did that. Now, you just graduated from college, and you're what?
In December, actually, but...
This past December.
Or coming December.
Coming December. Yeah. You'll be graduating, and then you say going for an MBA or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so I ideally would be going to University of Washington mm-hmm. For an MBA and kind of working on all that right now. So, yeah.
So with all of those career things, and you were a double major, weren't you, economics and music?
Yeah.
You have to start making decisions. How do you envision music for you in the next few years amidst being a busy career preparer?
Yeah. I will absolutely continue to perform, and especially recently I've taken a nice liking to recording. So I've been doing some nice stuff with friends in terms of duets and all sorts of different stuff like that. So definitely continue recording and just playing shows and continue to work on masterworks and other pieces and, you know, maybe open up for some popular classical guitar players, other guitar players, and, you know, just be very active in local scenes with that.
All right. Austin Hagel, a senior at Gonzaga and a student of Paul Grove. Thanks a lot. It was just beautiful playing.
Yeah, thank you.
Great. These are musicians from Music Fest Northwest. And guess what? Jasmine Nguyen just walked into the room. And Jasmine is another of our frequent performers. So welcome back, Jasmine, 15-year-old pianist, 10th grader at Central Valley High School, who studies with Carol and Brett. Oh, boy, about my favorite piece, The Chromatic Fantasy of J.S. Bach. Let's hear it with Jasmine Nguyen. Thank you. Thank you. Nobody understands music like Jasmine Wen. I mean that. That was gorgeous, Jasmine. Jasmine Wen playing the Chromatic Fantasy of Bach. Promises that when you learn the fugue, you'll come back and play both pieces. Really, really, I want to hear them both together. She's a 15-year-old pianist, a student of Carolyn Brett.